What's going on, Positivamente Joe family? This is your host, Rafael. I am actually on my way in downtown Chicago, next to Millennium Park, meeting up with the guests for this week's podcast, which is all about zero discordant relationships. And as I'm walking there, listening to the sights and sounds of the city, I cannot wait to meet this couple and have you guys hear all about them and learn what it's like to be in a zero discordant relationship, which basically just translates into one person is negative and one person is positive. Again, as with everything on this show, if our guests choose to disclose, that is on them. Living in your pause truth comes at your own time and pace. But I'm so excited to have this conversation with these amazing people and to also share with you some of the amazing sounds and sights that I'm seeing here in downtown Chicago. So after the jump, we'll be right back with Positivamente Yo. Stay tuned. So welcome back, Positivamente Yo family. This is your host, Rafael. I am so excited for you all to hear my interview this week with two amazing men, Edmang and Ron, who are a zero discordant couple. And we kind of get into that. And I always share a little bit about myself so you all can get to know me a little bit better. I, again, contracted HIV from a previous ex-partner of mine. And, you know, have been living with it and have totally, you know, moved on, forgiven, and kind of moved past that point in my life. And since then, have been in just two zero discordant relationships, which basically mean individuals who are negative and I was positive. And my last relationship of 4 years, I do have to give that individual credit and gratitude for just being so opening and understanding and accepting. And, you know, I came out to him as HIV positive on our very first date and was accepting of it, and just so beautiful this person was. And so I'm grateful, even though our relationship did not work and we did not end up together, it still showed me that you can find love as an HIV positive person. Now, as a newly single individual, I've been single now for close to a year, back on the dating world, back on the dating scene, it is difficult. And there is still a lot of stigma and misconceptions around being positive and trying to date and be with someone who's HIV positive. And so when I come out to guys, I mean, I've heard from individuals who have said, oh, you have to drink out of the same cup. I've heard from individuals who say, oh no, I get sick really easy. You'd be surprised. So I'm really excited to show you guys a zero discordant and talk with a zero discordant couple, Edmang and Ron, today, who are two men who are making it work. And let's jump into the interview. And again, welcome back to Positivamente Yo. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share this podcast with the world. And we're just here to share the stories of those living with, affected with, and really just in the HIV AIDS world and sharing those stories. So I can't wait for you guys to enjoy this, and let's get right into it. Positivamente Yo. Alrighty, Positivamente Yo family, welcome back. We are here with Edmang and Ron, the amazing couple who are zero discordant, which is the whole topic of this week's podcast. So I want to welcome them to the show. Thank you guys so much for being here. Welcome, welcome. Say hi.
Hello.
Hola.
Oh, me gusta. So guys, yeah, just introduce yourselves. Just a little brief bio to start. Your name, who you are, and again, everyone who's listening knows you're zero discordant. You don't have to disclose who's positive or negative. That's not why we're here. We're here to just talk about the relationship overall. So just a little bit about yourself and your name. Go ahead.
Okay. My name is Herman. I'm from Mexico City. Now I live in Chicago with my husband, Ron. I'm 27 and I'm HIV positive since 2 years. Like 2 years ago, I think. And that's it.
Hey, my name is Ron, and I'm married to Herman. I'm originally from Cincinnati. I usually don't introduce myself as negative, HIV negative. I don't say anything like that. In fact, one time Herman showed me a picture on the internet of a couple. And one guy had a shirt that said pause, and one guy had a shirt that said negative. And although we looked at that in the message, I mean, it was a good message showing they were together, but I thought, I don't know how I would feel telling the world that I'm negative. or for people to have to know that I'm negative. Mm-hmm. And even for this interview, when you reached out to Germán, mm-hmm. I said, I want to be there with you to help tell this story.
Exactly.
So I don't normally introduce myself and say that I'm negative, but for this, I'm going to let you know I'm negative and I'm on prep. And if you're not on prep, get on prep.
Yes. Prep and pep, honey. I live for
there
it.
There you go.
And exactly. Yeah. Thank you guys so much. And again, you didn't have to disclose, because what we say is everyone's pause truth is their own journey. Mm-hmm. So exactly that. If you're dating someone who's pause in your neck, you don't even have to disclose that anymore. But we all should be safe if we can. And so let's get into a little bit about your love story. How did you guys meet? Where did you meet? And yeah, like, I guess that's the thing that everyone wants to know. Like, tell us about your love story. Just that. Just begin with that.
Okay, so I was here last year spending some time with my friends. One of my friends is from Mexico and his husband is from, he lives here in Chicago. So I was here spending some time, and one of those days, my friend told me, like, oh, my coworkers and I will have a dinner. You want to join us? And I said, okay. So I get into the restaurant and I take a seat, and then Ron was in the other corner. I remember that he stands up and he sat next to me. And the first thing that he told me was like something like, oh, Didamet, that's the name of my friend, Ahmed. Didamet told you that I love Latino guys. So, like, the first time of everything, I'm super shy. So I was like, I'm sure that I turn into a tomato or something like that. But I says, oh, nice. So, like, that was the first thing that he said to me. And then, like, we start to drink margaritas, so I think that was very helpful.
Yes.
That night. But I don't know, what do you remember about the first?
I don't know, I remember that our conversation was easy and we had a great time and we were there with friends and we had a wonderful evening. Mm. And something dealing with this conversation specifically, I remember, I don't know, Germán and I got talking later that evening, and I told him one of the most important things to me in a relationship is the truth and being upfront. Mm. And by the end of the night, he had disclosed to me that he was HIV positive.
Wow.
So that was the night that I met him. And I thought, that's refreshing. And I thought it was nice to be told something so important so soon, and to be told that up front. And I was like, okay, all right, let's do this.
Wow.
So then we ended up dating that week. Germán had to go back to Mexico City in a week, but we were pretty
yes.
much inseparable that week. My boss let me take time off from work.
Whoa.
And we went on dates and we saw the city and we ate food and we were at the gay beach, and yes. we did everything that week.
Nice.
In one week.
It was yeah. like a fairy tale.
Yeah.
So, Germán, yeah. and thank you so much for sharing that, both of you. Exactly. How was that? Like, what were you feeling disclosing at the end of the night, and why? Why did you feel? And listen, that's a valuable thing. Mm-hmm. So kudos to both of you for having that discussion night one. Why? Why did you choose to disclose right away?
Because, I mean, but by that time, I think I have the, like, the HIV issue very reworked. Like, I know how to deal with that. In Mexico, I used to do a lot of work with young people who have HIV. So by that time, I was ready to share, because it's something important. It's something that you live with all the time. I'm not ashamed of that. I don't think that someone should be ashamed for being HIV positive. So Ron just asked me, like, I just want, like, I need to be honest with me. And I said, okay, this is the first thing that you should know. And it was, okay, I'm HIV positive. I'm undetectable. So you already know everything because you live in America. And he says, okay, I'm on prep.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. So let's get into, and you have shared, and thank you, and to our audience, you guys don't know, but What was some of the work that you did? Because you told me you've done work with youth in Mexico and then something with the UN as well, correct?
Yes,
So share a little bit about that work that you were doing.
I'm still working with that group in Mexico.
What's the name of the group?
The name is Red Mexicana de Jóvenes y Adolescentes Positivos. Mm. So they make like a huge work in Mexico, not only in Ciudad de Mexico. They work in all the states of Mexico. So one of our first, the things that we work, it's giving information, not to negative young community. We work more with people who already have HIV. So we just start to embrace them about everything, about their rights that they have, about law issues, about medical issues. So we also bring we also have every 2 weeks a reunion. So we talk about everything, about politics, about how we feel about something, about medications, about everything that is happening around HIV, and about young community. Because as you see, we're always relate HIV with something medical. So I think that nowadays I have to go further than that. HIV, it's just another thing that we have to add to ourselves, you know. It's we're not just HIV, we're many things. So it's something that you have to work and you have to deal and you have to know how to handle in the best way that you can.
Very well said. And so I think for me, and this goes out to both of you guys, right, there's a lot of people listening to this saying, okay, you know, the work you do is amazing, and what are the cultural differences, one, as far as how it relates to Mexico and the views of HIV, and you know, you guys disclose to each other, but right, let's talk about that. Do your friends know that you're a serial screener couple, or your family, or is anyone listening gonna be I didn't know that about them? How is that as far as dealing with that aspect of it, friends, family? Because those are stigmas that I think that when you're positive, you're scared that if you date someone who's negative, that their family or friends are gonna think oh, I'm gonna get them sick, right? Mm-hmm. Did that run through your mind at all, or what are some of the things, did any of those troubles or struggles mm-hmm. come out at all with you guys, or no? This past while you guys have been married.
Well, for me, my family, all my family, even my the young guys in my family knows, everyone knows, my older aunt knows, everyone knows, also my friends. I'm very open about HIV in all my social media. I talk about that all the time. So for me, that was a way to take HIV, being open and see that life goes further than HIV, further than a medication. Mm. You can find love, you can travel, you can experience, you can be happy, you can try to be happy with HIV. So for me, it's not a problem. I think that most of my friends, or I have to say, the people who knows, it's because they are my friends, my family supports me and love me, and they are with me all the time. So for me, it was not a big deal telling someone that I'm HIV boss.
What about for you?
I don't know that it's my place to reveal Herman's status.
Of course.
And most of the people in my life know, but not all. And so I would only disclose that if I felt a need to disclose it, and I would only disclose it to people who I think could handle it.
Yeah. That's beautiful. And I think that's what people want to hear, because it's a scary thing for people who are POS to get with someone who's neg, because they are worried about that fear. And so thank you for saying that. And that's a trust thing, right? It goes back to trusting the partner that you're with, whether it's male, female, whomever, making sure that you have that trust and that honesty, right? Like you said it, if you're honest with each other, it's the foundation for everything, right? What advice would you guys give to other individuals who are serodiscordant or thinking about getting into a serodiscordant relationship? And do you feel that, right, because there was an article recently in POS magazine that said that unfortunately in the gay community, most men are ignoring the signs of undetectable is untransmittable.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're choosing that ignorant lifestyle of if you're positive, you're unworthy to date. So what advice would you give those men who are thinking about that and or to people who are thinking of dating someone who's POS or dating someone who's neg? What are your opinions?
I will respond by telling you a story, actual experience. So somebody I know who is gay and who is negative, and nearly 40 years old and out in the community, saw on Herman's social media stuff about him being HIV positive. And so this individual approached me and he said, Ron, Herman is HIV positive? And I said, yes. And then he kind of looked at me and he was like, how do you do that? And then, so then I sat for a minute and I thought, and then this is what I asked him. I said, if you found somebody and you found somebody that you loved and maybe you wanted to spend the rest of your life with them, and you found out that they were diabetic, would you not be in a relationship with that person? That person has to take medicine the rest of their life in order to stay alive. They have to take insulin. Would you not be in a relationship with someone who's diabetic? And then I could see a light bulb go off in his head. So, I don't know. That's how I approach it. I approach it as a chronic health issue, no different than diabetes or anything else. And I feel also this, I also feel like I have a responsibility to speak out as well so that people who are not POS, who are HIV negative, are hearing me. You can be in loving relationships with people, and if you take care of each other and you look out for each other's health, both of you will be fine. So, I don't know. So that's my response, just sharing that story.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
I think that one of the advice that I can give to the community is to, well, the same thing that we hear every day, don't be afraid, because we know that some days living with HIV and living with everything, just living day by day, sometimes could be difficult, but there's always like a chance to find something better every day. So don't let that anyone shut you down. Like, you don't have to. If this guy, this girl don't want to date you, just let it go. And I'm sure that you will find someone who can see the amazing person that you are. And he or she will realize about all the fantastic things that you have. Outside and inside. So yeah, just like take care about you, that's the first thing, and then you can take care about the other people.
Nice. I think that is so beautiful, and thank you guys so much for like just sharing honestly your story, because it is difficult. Like, I've approached probably about 10 or 15 couples, right, and a lot of people don't even want to share that status, because again, it is something that's around trust.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that more people need to hear exactly what you're saying, Ron, like exactly that you can find someone you love. And it's ironic, my ex-partner who was serodiscordant was actually he was actually diabetic type.
Okay,
so it's funny you said that, because yeah, he was diabetic, I'm HIV positive. Mm-hmm. We were serodiscordant, and so I would have to be there for him when he was in DKA or like going through it with his insulin. Mm-hmm. And he'd be there for me when the pills, I've been POS for a long time, and so the meds have gotten better, but even 10 years ago, I'm only 32, but 10 years ago when I was 22, the med regimen still sucked. So like, I blew up and lost weight, and like, I've gone through like a lot of med regimens that have given me bad side effects. Mm-hmm. And he had to be there for me through all that, which is like a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. So I think for me, it's like, and I thank you guys for sharing the story of when you first disclosed on the first day. A question that I'm asking like online, and some people have answered privately, when do you feel is an appropriate time? Like, your story was beautiful, and then you laid the foundation of, hey, you put out that trust and that like security almost, and that's beautiful. But right, I'm even struggling as a POS guy. Mm-hmm. I'm in a support group with HIV positive people, and one of the people were like, "Oh, 3 dates, and then you can disclose." So I've tried the 3-date rule. It's failed miserably.
Yeah.
I've tried being upfront, and it's failed miserably. Do you guys have advice or a thought process as to when is the right time to disclose, or is it what you were saying, just on your feeling and connection with someone? What do you think?
Yeah, I think that, I mean, we cannot talk about a rule, like, oh, after 1 week, 6 p.m., you have to share your status. No, because I don't think that things and relationships works like that. I think that everyone have to take their time. No one should pressure nobody. If you want to share your status with someone, that's gonna happen at the moment that you want. So no, in this case, I don't have a good advice. Sorry, guys.
It's okay, and that's the point of it, to share the stories and thoughts. What do you think?
I'm gonna stick with my husband.
There you
on
go.
That one.
There you go. I love it. Yeah. I love it. So guys, thank you so much for doing this. Again, we're gonna wrap up because it's about, like, you know, the podcast is only about 28 minutes long because that's how much people get. So a big chunk of it to you guys, and then of course there's the fun commercials and the social media plugs and the blah blah blah. But if you want people, especially you, because you are an activist, you are an HIV activist and very public person with your HIV-ness, if there are couples or individuals wanting to get in relationships, can they reach out to you guys and ask
absolutely,
for advice?
Absolutely, yes.
So can you share some of your social media? So if anyone who's out there who's thinking about it or wants to ask this amazing, beautiful couple, congrats on your marriage, congrats on everything. God, you know, I'm Puerto Rican, so we go, bendición y muchache, and like, which means, you know, many blessings on your heads. But how can people follow you or ask you guys questions?
I'm on Instagram as my pronouns is baby, and on Facebook it's Herman Pineda. Easy.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And they can reach out to you guys and then ask you
absolutely.
Questions. And,
yeah.
And so thank you guys
anytime.
So much for doing this, and many blessings to you guys, and thank you for so much for being on.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Alrighty guys, thank you so much for listening in. We'll be right back after the jump for my final thoughts. This is Positivamente Yo. We'll be back after the jump. Love what you're hearing. Don't forget to subscribe. It's free on all of your podcasting listening platforms. Positivamente Yo is on social media. We're currently on Facebook and on Instagram. So make sure you like and share. Join in on the conversation. There'll be polls and message boards and topic ideas. I want to hear it all from you. And also, you can send me via the Anchor app and whatever your podcasting listening devices are. There will be a link for you to send me voice notes or voice messages just on your thoughts, ideas, comments, suggestions. And if you're ever interested in being a guest on the show for any of our topics, again, you can check us out on Facebook, send me a DM, send us a line, and we will definitely try to get you on. Don't forget, Positivamente Yo, P-O-Z-I-T-I-V-A-M-E-N-T-E, Positivamente Yo, which is Y-O. Check us out, Facebook, Instagram, and like and subscribe on all of your podcasting listening formats. Hi, Positivamente Yo family. It's me, Rafael, and I'm here to actually talk to you about something serious. 1 in 4 people live with a mental health condition. This means that someone on the bus, or the train, airplane, ferry, or in your car, driving next to you, or someone that you know, has probably thought of suicide. I know I have, and I'm a suicide survivor. We never know what another person is truly going through. The Suicide Prevention Lifeline is a number you can call if you have a friend, neighbor, coworker, and or someone you know who is really struggling and you are wondering how to be supportive. It is also a number that you can call if you are ever in a crisis or ever feel alone. Please enter this number into your cell phone right now. 1-800-273-8255. Once again, that number is 1-800-273-8255. You never know whose life you might save. It can be mine, or it could be your own. Thank you. Well, Positivamente Yo, I just want to say, Ron y Germán, truly touched my heart, and I am so grateful to these beautiful couple for sharing their journey and their story in the middle of the freezing cold outside of a Starbucks in downtown Chicago. Ronnie and Herman, the biggest thing that stuck out to me was Herman's honesty and Ron's unconditional love and acceptance of Herman and who he was, and the fact that there is an opportunity for real love out there in the world. And regardless of your serial status, Ron's just saying, listen, I love him for him and I see him. And it just really warmed my heart. I thank you guys for being on this show. You were waiting for this episode for forever, but I wanted to release it at the right time. And that's why, to me, you all are episode 10. You are the beginning of the ending of this season, but you're such a warm, special place in my heart because you're proof that you can love someone who's paused and you can be with someone who's paused. Thank you both so much for being on the show. Lucy Progreso H. And to all my listeners, yes, I did not get a chance to do my Inside the Actor Studios with Ron and Herman because they were before I started that, believe it or not. This interview was done, I'd say, sometime in October, maybe November, around Thanksgiving-ish. I can't remember. It's been that long. But they're special, and I wanted to hold on to them. I wanted you guys to start with Diva and almost kind of midway through hear from this loving couple. Until next week, positivamente yo. Bye.